In 1944, Hampshire was home to the J.B. Endiridion Cannery, which packed local peas and sweet corn. John Fenzel Jr., then a 12-year-old paperboy, overheard the city mayor and farm managers discussing a labor shortage at one of the local restaurants.
And I'm sitting at the counter, and they said, boys, do you know we're not going to have enough help to run this canning factory? What are we going to do? So there was another farmer, and I forget exactly who it was. He says, well, why don't you guys bring in some German POWs?
There were soon tents and barracks, and in April 1944, prisoners from Camp Grant and Rockford came to Hampshire. They included volunteers with the German Africa Corps captured in Libya. More than 200 prisoners worked in the field and cannery, but base authorities wanted to make sure the Germans were kept occupied. That's when the camp's colonel paid Fenzel's father a visit.
Would you be against your son coming into the POW camp twice a day delivering newspapers, and at the same time cutting out anything that pertained with murder or rape? Dad says, no, I'm not against it. It'd be a good thing. The kid'll learn something.
And learn he did. Fenzel became well acquainted with Hans Finkel, a POW who ran the camp's PX, essentially a general store. Finkel helped Fenzel with his schoolwork and recounted stories from back home. Eventually, Finkel, who Fenzel said had noticed his fellow Germans were skilled at woodworking, asked the boy if he would help bring in supplies such as sandpaper and varnish. Fenzel said he had a mixed reaction to the request.
Hans, I can't bring carving knives in. And he says, Johann, just take a minute. Look on the counter. What do you see? I say, oh my God, straight razors. He says, they have straight razors. If they're going to pull anything, don't you think they'd use straight razors? I said, you got a point.
Fenzel agreed to bring in the supplies and was paid in Hershey bars and tobacco products that he could sell at his father's garage. Among Fenzel's mementos from that time is a wood carving by POW Ludwig Kafka, an aircraft mechanic who made the piece out of part of an orange crate. It contains photos of Fenzel at a young age and the motto, Bete und Arbeite, pray and work. Fenzel says the POWs were quite religious and made their way every Sunday to the local Catholic and Lutheran churches. Once the services let out, Fenzel said something special would happen.
Whatever church let out first, they would meet in the center of town and they would sing, give you a concert, like Lily Marlene and Silent Night in German.
After the war, Fenzel enlisted in the army and in the mid-1950s was deployed to Germany to defend against a possible Soviet advance. Fenzel said he tried to reestablish contact with Hans Finkel and Ludwig Kafka, but army duties kept him from being able to see them out in Berlin or Vienna. Fenzel said he was able to meet Finkel's family in the 1990s after the Berlin Wall came down, but Finkel had unfortunately passed away a month prior. Later, in 2005, Fenzel was able to get in touch with Kafka's daughter, but he said she didn't initially believe his story about Kafka's life in the POW camp. She asked Fenzel to identify her father in a family photo.
Mr. Fenzel, Herr Fenzel, pick out Ludwig. I did. I says, I'm Papa. And then she hugged and kissed me. She believed me finally, because she couldn't believe that he would be involved in stuff like that.
There's little trace of the camp left in Hampshire, so Fenzel has become a de facto expert on the subject. He said Germans regularly inquired about the camp.
I had two U-boat commanders come and talk to me, and I had to show them everything. And they couldn't believe that we treated prisoners like we did.
Fenzel continues to tell his story and said the cordial experience in Hampshire between the POWs and Americans hints at something greater.
We're all body and soul, so to speak, and you know, they're the same as we are in a way. You take away some of this outside response that they have or this outside action that they perceive or put forth, we're all the same when it comes right down to it.
I'm Chase Cavanaugh.